Y'all record it, by the way.
Got $15,000 of pipe to start, just to start out the game, and that's not labor, and that's not rock, and that's nothing.
So then you probably $100,000 if that's.
I mean, I think that they should take the right steps to get it started, right? I mean, it's not our situation right now. First, Metamucil's gotta make sure that Dolan's even responsible for that. If he finds out that he is, then maybe we address the TIF money being used for something like that. But they might say, that's.
And then the other thing we need to check is to see if there is any easements down there.
Yeah.
If the city already has an easement through there.
Yeah, I haven't researched that, but we can research it. But I'm sure that property owner would give us an easement if we're gonna take care of it, if he was.
Well, the only reason why I'm saying that is if there's no easement in there to date, and then it becomes an issue to where it's their problem and not our problem. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
If there's an easement through there, then we have some form of responsibility.
There's probably not an easement, but there's a chance there is.
But it'd be worth looking at, just because of how that's all done through there.
But even if there is an easement, would it cover the drainage path? You know, that's the thing.
That's the other question.
A long ways.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I think there's some homework and some wiggle in there. Plus, like I said, you're talking about two separate property owners that we don't own any of that property. So I guess I don't have a problem helping someone out, but do we wanna really go and put, you know, several hundred thousand dollars, probably a couple hundred thousand before it's done, I'm just spitballing here, into a project that's on private property that is really not our responsibility to take care of? It should have been between the two landowners. In other words, a civil issue. Everybody in agreement with that? So Jim, you and Mike work on that and find out everything you can find out on that and report it back to us, and let's start there, I would hope. If that's in agreement with the council, that's what I think we need to do. Okay. Item number 10, actually, Mike, I think you're free to go. I don't think I need you anymore. Yes, you too, thank you. Hey, Mike, plan on being here at the next, or your next regular scheduled meeting too.
Sounds good, thank you.
Next is item number 10, Republic Services reference cleaning fluid from city streets.
So a week ago, or meeting ago, I sent pictures of what Republic's done and all that stuff. So this is like one of the courtyards, I mean, in multiple courtyards, or the courtyard, but of course.
Or cul-de-sacs?
Cul-de-sac. I don't know what my problem is. But anyway, that's how bad they were, and it's just scattered all over town. So fighting with Republic denying, and finally they admit, and then we got the insurance involved, and insurance adjuster came out. We went through, looked at everything here a couple weeks ago, and they sent me a claim for me to sign for $3,300. And I sent them an email today, and I said, well, they sent the claim, I didn't answer it, but then today they I answered it and said, absolutely not. I said, so, I said, I don't think we can get done for that. Anyway, so Proline came out. They said they might be interested in cleaning the street. And so they came out, and they can't remove all of it, but this was a picture of after they cleaned.
Of the same.
What's that?
Of the same spot?
Yeah, the same. This is the same area.
Okay.
So originally it looked like this. This is not, this is not the spot they cleaned, though. Okay. They did not call. I was supposed to be notified to go out there when they're doing it, and they did not do it. They just said, hey, it's done, and then I went over there. So I didn't get before spots. But this is just right next to it. So, I mean, this spot goes into this then. Anyways, so they said, as you can see, we can't get it all up. We can't. So they said, but if you accept this quality here, we'll give you a bid for it. But if you don't accept it, we don't want to waste our time bidding it. So that's the...
So Republic's not paying for it?
No, their insurance company's paying for it.
Oh, okay.
But...
Not yet.
Yeah.
They didn't offer enough.
They didn't offer enough money, so I rejected it. Because I can guarantee you...
But won't the streets eventually get back looking like that again?
Well, this has been over 2 months, and it's still... I just took this picture.
It's that was just a really bad leak. I mean, we still get...
Some of it has gone away, but the real bad spots still look like this. This was taken a couple of days ago. What day was Thursday?
No, I mean, I'm worried about is the trucks leaking again.
Oh, well, and that's the other question. Their Orphid looks like a brand new leak today. Mm-hmm. I took a picture of that on going on in Mississippi. You seen it? I knew you'd see it. But anyways, but yeah, so I seen that and I'm like, oh, this is exactly the same thing again.
Mm-hmm. So we just dealt with this on the new driveway that we were doing that septic for. And you're not getting it out of there. They say only way that you can get it out is kitty litter. And it sounds stupid, but you don't move it. They said it might take a month, it might take a year, but you just keep on getting it.
Well, this is,
anything.
And he said, we were fighting with them for so, this is probably 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so this stuff has had plenty of time to soak in, and I mean, concrete is porous. I mean, it'll suck it in. It'll suck it in deep. So, I mean, I think they did a pretty good job, but it's not gonna, it's not all gonna go away. Can that happen?
So the insurance company wants to pay us to go have someone do this.
Right. They do.
And I don't know why they're doing that because we don't need that expenditure on our side.
Well, not only that, but we don't want to be the middleman in this. Well,
to me, they should be handling.
Yeah,
all
they
of
should
this.
Be out there with their adjuster. I mean,
figure yeah, out how they to should fix take the care of it.
They should be out there with their adjuster, and they should hire the company to do it, and then they should get approval from you that it's acceptable or not acceptable.
Well, yeah. And obviously, they don't want to do that.
But it never fails. Every week when they dump my garbage, if they dump my garbage, which
I didn't get mine dumped today.
They didn't dump mine today, so
your garbage.
But at any rate. You can tell exactly where the truck stops and exactly where the truck starts again. I've had Jim over there a couple different times looking at it. They leave oil everywhere they're at.
It's all over town.
All over town.
And
they have not very good maintenance on it, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys all know this, but some people know it. So I was getting very irritated with Republic, and so I got some connections, and I had DOT sitting up here waiting for them. And DOT pulled them over, and that truck left. And I heard they pulled over another one, and that truck left. So Republic has crappy equipment. I mean, so...
So don't they get fined for
it? Oh, yeah, I'm sure they get...
If the DOT is involved, their FMCSA is in jeopardy.
So... And then that's after I did that. That's when they're like, "Hey Jim, we want to work with you." they had nothing to do with me.
And we want them to do that because if something happens with their FMCSA and they take it away from them, which is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, if they take their licensing away, that makes our contract with them null and void.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So we have to be. Wear kids' gloves, lack of better things, but...
Because we don't have a backup plan, right?
Well, nobody does.
I mean, if they go away, we...
Some attorneys should get involved with. That's what I was going to say. I think that this is, I think that's something the attorney should be working with.
Well, we got the names of the individuals from Republic. Jim and I can make a call tomorrow and tell them this is unacceptable to City Council. Express concerns on us getting involved when this is your project and you should be hiring it done and not get us involved.
That's correct.
Right.
And that's what I would like. That?
See, but at that point, isn't it better for the attorney to...
But I think we need the... Exactly. And I agree wholeheartedly with you that we need to get the attorney into that too, and
Jim can work with it if he if they send somebody out to do it. I mean, Jim could go take a look and say, no, it still looks like, you know, crap, and tell him what's going on. He could go from there. He don't have to come out here, but as far as the talking, I think the attorney should be
replying to the
reflection
company.
Yeah.
That being said, with them on the thing, you're going to contact them in the morning about the garbage issue today?
I am.
Okay.
Your recycle was missed, your garbage missed.
My recycling was good.
Oh, your recycle.
No, my recycling was good, my garbage was missed.
Garbage, I thought you said, okay, your recycle.
And I know there was two more to the north that I seen tonight, but they took theirs back in. I'm not taking mine back in.
Okay, nope.
They're going to come clean. They're going to come and dump it. I recycle.
Good.
Saving man. The environment.
There you go.
More oil in front of your house, but they're going to get the recycling.
Okay. Next item is nuisance abatement, item number 11. I talked to Mike about that the other day. Him and Jim will be getting together to do their nuisance inspection to find out what we have, especially in a certain area in the south end of town. You didn't have anything anybody reported to you, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay. Next item is public hearing. Item number 12, public hearing, reference budget amendment and certification for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I made that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
56. Okay. You want to touch base on this?
Yep. In front of you, you will have a sheet called budget amendments. Budget amendments process city required to follow to obtain authority to expend funds that not previously anticipated under the original budget or subsequent amendments. They're mostly expenditure driven. We do not have to do an amendment for additional revenues. So to give you kind of an example of one is if, example, the police department exceeded their budget as they had to replace their squad car due to an emergency situation that could not wait until the next fiscal year. Therefore, an expenditure in the amount of $55,000 was made. This expenditure exceeded the public safety budget. However, the fire department was under budget, and they're all within the same public safety budget, so an amendment's not needed. But if the fire department did exceed their budget as well, then it makes that expenditure driven and makes the budget have to be amended. I kind of went through a bunch of slides for you to give you some ideas of what took place on this budget amendment. And in summary, you'll have the sheet in front of you that says public hearing of the budget. And on the bottom, it'll tell you the amount of that was exceeded. If I can find it. There it is.
Budget. You know this picture isn't the truck, right?
I had to just get a truck. I just put a truck on it. I don't have a picture of your new truck.
You know where our public safety building is?
You want me to just pull it out and get a picture of it?
No, you got it, don't you?
Okay, I do. Okay, so.
You have a public works employee that's on the fire department.
I know, right? So basically in the revenues, the money's from the squad, you know, which was $18,000. There was a decrease in franchise fees from Mediacom. The fuel tax refund we no longer get because we were able to get a hold of Casey's, and Casey's is able to take the tax off of there, so we don't have to get that refund. Fines and surcharges were down, way down. Expenditures, increase in building grounds, maintenance to parks and the public safety building, the police grant, money expenditures. If you recall, whenever we get a grant, obviously we don't have that budgeted for, and we spend the money, then that exceeds their area. It could cause the budget amendment. In this case, it did. There was a lot of computer upgrades and purchases. We did the new squad vehicle. We did additional principal payments to the fire truck. Those were not budgeted. Even though the money comes from a different fund, it's still city funds, so we had to do a budget amendment on there. We purchased the boom truck. Expenditures related to the Christmas light displays, purchase of Knox box, and there was a decrease in parks. due to the pickleball grant that we did not get. Also in the transfers.